Hello there, Naked American Songbook listeners. Due to copyright restrictions, we can't provide all the music for on-demand listening. But you can still hear my opinions, and that's what matters, right? I'm Julian Fleischer, host of the Naked American Songbook on the Jonathan Channel from WQXR and WNYC, here with another edition of our occasional segment, Judge Julian. Where I am asked to make impossible decisions about arcane recordings by some of the greatest singers ever. So simple, so diabolical. Dun dun dun. Judge Julian. I'm walking in. Okay, court is in session. All rise. You may be seated. Let's begin. Our first case involves two giants of jazz, Sarah Vaughan and Peggy Lee. Stephanie from Skokie has filed this brief. Dear Judge Julian, I can't decide which of these recordings by my two favorite female singers is best, and it's tearing me apart. Please help. Stephanie of Skokie. Stephanie, here's your problem. Neither of these ladies is Ella Fitzgerald. That should take care of it. Just kidding. Let's examine the docket, shall we? Song 1, Fever. Classic. This is always associated with Peggy Lee. So let's hear first from Sarah Vaughan. Bailiff, if you please.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get fever. That's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever.
All right, so there's a taste of Sarah Vaughan's rendition of Fever. Let's now hear from the defendant, Peggy Lee. Now, granted, this is a truly and deservedly iconic recording, so it might be hard to beat. Let's hear from Peggy Lee, Fever.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, a fever all through the night.
I am ready to render my verdict. It would be churlish, if not downright contrary, not to award the trophy to Miss Lee, who masterfully put this song on the map where it has rightly stayed since forever. Sassy's peppy rendition is a Latin-flavored confection that I like very much. It shows off her chops, her humor, and, yes, her sass. But Peggy Lee's stripped-down, bass-driven approach, her godlike sense of time, and her uncanny ability to tell a dark story add up to a recording that is nothing less than iconic, and rightfully so. Peggy Lee for the win. Chung-chung. Bailiff, hand me the docket for the next comparison. Aha! I'm glad there is you. All right, Stephanie from Skokie, let's listen first to Peggy Lee.
In this world of ordinary people, extraordinary people, I'm glad there is you.
All right, we've heard from the plaintiff, Miss Peggy Lee. Let's hear from our defendant, Sarah Vaughan.
So, so glad, so glad there's you. Pleasures.
Skokie's own Stephanie some interesting comparisons here. If there's one criticism that consistently gets leveled at Sarah Vaughan, it's that she can, upon occasion, be indulgent to a fault. This is one of those times. It's always lovely to hear her magnificent instrument slide up and down the pentatonic scale, but in this instance, the song itself is all but lost. Peggy Lee's version, however, while not particularly inspired, shows off the tune to better advantage, and it's rendered with her trademark glimmering vulnerability and strange smoldering charm. The honor in this case goes to Miss Peggy Lee. Moving on. Bailiff, what is on the docket for number three today? The Folks Who Live on the Hill, one of my all-time favorite tunes, a masterpiece by Jerome Kern. Let's start with the defendant, Sarah Vaughan.
Someday we'll build a home on a hilltop high, you and I. That you can feel, and we'll be pleased to be called.
That's the Jimmy Rolls Quintet with bassist Monty Budwig, a shining example of the bass work of Budwig, supporting Sarah Vaughan in her very luscious rendition of The Folks Who Live on the Hill. So let's listen to the plaintiff, Peggy Lee.
Someday we'll build a home on a hilltop high, you and I, shiny and new, a cottage that two can fill, and we'll be pleased to be called.
I am ready to render my verdict on The Folks Who Live on the Hill, Sarah Vaughan versus Peggy Lee. Now, the best version of this song is unquestionably Mel Torme's, so go check that out. Also, Gabriel Kahane's recent effort is a welcome and surprisingly haunting contender. Of these two entrants, however, Sarah Vaughan walks away with the prize. Lee's approach to Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein's mini masterpiece has her sounding bored, in my opinion, like she's doing her math homework in front of a full orchestra. Sarah Vaughan and her small combo, however, they seem to understand that the sublime music and that fantasy lyric do belong together on some astral plane of unattainable domestic bliss, a plane that seems ideally matched to Sarah Vaughan's singular gifts. Therefore, I so order Sarah Vaughan be the winner. Now
we'll sit and stare at that same old view, just we two, Darby and Joe, who used to be Jack.
This is the last in the list of four competing song styling sent to us by Stephanie of Chicago, and it's Lullaby of Birdland. Let's start with the underdog, Peggy Lee.
A lullaby of Birdland, that's what I always hear when you sigh. Never in my woodland could there be ways to reveal in a phrase how I feel. Have you ever heard two turtle doves, Bill and Coo, when they
okay, I enjoyed that. But let's hear from Sarah Vaughan. This court is unbiased.
Lullaby of Birdland, that's what I always hear when you sigh. Never in my wordland could there be ways to reveal in a phrase how I feel. Have you ever heard two turtle doves, Bill and Coo, when they love? That's the kind of magic music we make with our lips when we kiss.
This isn't really even a fair fight. This tune resides so squarely in the heart of Sarah Vaughan's already hulking musical wheelhouse. Even with an assist from the immortal George Shearing, Peggy Lee can't conjure the kind of jazzy, swinging, shining magic that Vaughan does, negotiating this song's swooping melody and its ingenious rhythmic scheme. It's always fun to watch Peggy Lee and her plangent lips work their way around the poetry of a lyric like this, but it's really no contest. I find in favor of the immortal Sarah Vaughan.
So, pepa you ya doop doop de ya bebo doop doop de ya bob da ba doop doop.
And that concludes this edition of Judge Julian. But it got me thinking and got me looking on the web to find out whether these two gals ever sang together at the same time. And what I came across was this remarkable video of a live performance that included not just Peggy Lee and not just Sarah Vaughan, but also Roberta Flack and Aretha Franklin. Can you hear where I'm coming from, what I'm feeling, and where I'm feeling it? So I thought it would be fun to share this with you, and then we'll decide at the end.
There's no one good to so say. With whom and who where I sit and I stare, I know there's no day. Ain't got no rest in my slumber. Ain't got no feelings to bruise. Ain't got no telephone number. I ain't got nothing. But rocks in my bed. Rocks in my bed.
Peggy Lee should get the trophy for just appearing in this one, alongside three of the greatest voices of all time. I mean, let's face it, her fame is built more upon her unmatched ability to tell a story than it is upon her vocal prowess, strictly speaking. And here she is, with none other than the undefeated firm of Vaughan, Flack, and Franklin, all at the height of their awesome powers. I'm not saying Lee doesn't hold her own here, and the format doesn't really do any of them any favors, if you don't count the raw blockbuster thrill of their just standing there together. But if we're being honest, this performance really belongs to Aretha. So let's be nice and call this one a draw. Court is adjourned. Thank you for joining me on this edition of Judge Julian. And if you want to give me your opinion, and I sure hope you do, go to nakedamericansongbook.org or visit us on Facebook and Twitter and let me know what you think of what I decide. Now get out of my courtroom. Pocahontas. Listen to that cowbell there.